It's Monday, October 10th, AD 2022. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. On Saturday, October 1st, Muslim militants belonging to the Allied Democratic Forces, an ISIS-affiliated extremist group operating in parts of Uganda and the Congo, killed 14 civilians in a surprise attack. The bloodshed took place in the volatile eastern region of Ituri in Kimata Village. The attackers killed 14 people with machetes, injuring two more, and are suspected to have kidnapped two children. Following the murders, the Muslim militants set fire to the village, destroying the homes and livelihoods of its residents. The Democratic Republic of Congo is the 40th worst country in the world for the persecution of Christians. Last Thursday night, according to Politico.com, at a private fundraiser in the home of James Murdoch, President Joe Biden told donors, quote, "First time since the Cuban Missile Crisis, we have the direct threat of the use of a nuclear weapon, if, in fact, things continue down the path they are going. I'm trying to figure out what is Russian President Vladimir Putin's off-ramp," end quote, referencing the war with Ukraine, which is going poorly. Later in the evening, ABC News reports that Biden said, quote, "We have not faced the prospect of Armageddon since President John F. Kennedy and the Cuban Missile Crisis. Putin is not joking when he talks about potential use of tactical nuclear weapons or biological or chemical weapons, because his military is, you might say, significantly underperforming. I don't think there's any such thing as the ability to easily use a tactical nuclear weapon and not end up with Armageddon," end quote. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who served under Donald Trump, called out Biden for his Armageddon comments following Russia's potential nuclear threat to the U.S., appearing on Fox News Sunday, Pompeo called Biden's remarks, quote, "reckless," end quote.
Oh, my goodness. First of all, those comments were reckless. Even more importantly, they demonstrate maybe one of the greatest foreign policy failures of the last decades, which was the failure to deter Vladimir Putin in the same way that the Trump administration did for 4 years.
Pompeo criticized Biden's lack of awareness, saying big news like that should not have been said randomly while speaking at a fundraiser event.
When you hear a president talking about Armageddon as a random thought, just musing at a fundraiser, that is a terrible risk to the American people if he truly believes that he ought to be out talking to us in a serious way. More importantly, he should be doing all the things that are necessary to deter Vladimir Putin.
Pompeo pointed to the history of how America responds to a nuclear threat.
We've been here before, not only in October of 62. We've been here other times as well. And America has always pushed back against our adversaries by showing enormous resolve, executing quiet diplomacy in the same way that we did during our time in office, making very clear to Vladimir Putin that the cost of him using a nuclear weapon will bring the force of not only the United States and Europe, but of the whole world against Vladimir Putin. We ought to be doing that. I hope that they're doing this quietly.
The Daily Beast, a left-wing website, dropped a bomb on the senatorial candidacy of Herschel Walker. The Republican, a former NFL football player, is challenging Democrat Senator Raphael Warnock, the incumbent in the Georgia race. CBS congressional correspondent Nicole Killian summarized the allegation made by the Daily Beast.
New reporting from the Daily Beast, which has not been independently confirmed by CBS News, claims he encouraged a woman he was dating in 2009 to get an abortion and help pay for it. The woman, whose identity was not published, provided the Daily Beast with a receipt for the procedure, a get well card, and an image of a $700 check allegedly signed by Walker.
Appearing on Fox News a week ago Monday, Walker denied that he had paid for an abortion.
It is a flat-out lie. I can tell you right now, I never asked anyone to get an abortion. I never paid for an abortion. They think they can threaten me. They think they can scare me. Right now, all that done is that it's energized me more that I'm going to fight and win this seat for the great people of Georgia.
According to USA Today, the relationship between Walker and the woman allegedly ended after she refused to get a second abortion and is now raising their 10-year-old son. On July 20th of this year, just hours before a federal court allowed Georgia to enact its heartbeat bill, which protects babies in the womb from abortion when a heartbeat can be detected at 6 weeks gestation, Walker said this to 11 Alive TV.
There's not a national ban on abortion right now, and I think that's a problem. Right now, I'm for life.
Walker has indicated he would support a national 15-week ban on abortion. And finally, In-N-Out is not just America's best fast food burger, it's also an unashamed purveyor of the good news, reports the Christian Post. Since the 1990s, the California-based chain has printed Bible verses on the packaging for several of its food items, including John 3:16 on In-N-Out soda cups. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Lindsay Snyder, owner and president of In-N-Out Burger, told the Christian Post in a 2019 interview that it was her uncle, Rich Snyder, who first came up with the idea during the 1980s when he was president of the company. She said, quote, "It was my Uncle Rich who put the Bible verses on the cups and wrappers in the early 90s, just before he passed away. He had just accepted the Lord and wanted to put that little touch of his faith on our brand," end quote. And when it's time for dessert, you'll find the sweet surprise of Proverbs 3:5 on the In-N-Out shake cups. It says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding." And that's The World View on this Monday, October 10th in the year of our Lord, 2022. Just 2 days past my beloved bride Amy's birthday. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.